Look there in your Bibles in Psalm 106. The Bible says, "Praise ye the Lord, O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever." Now get this. This is what took place tonight. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all His praise? Who? The answer we'll see here. Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. And then he goes on here to say, "Remember me, O Lord, with the favor thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation, that I may see the good of thy chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation, and that I may glory with thine inheritance." Going over to Psalm 107. There's a theme that goes through Psalm 105, 106, and 107. And listen to the very first part of 107. "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever." Now get this. This is what our young people did tonight. "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy." Praise God. I think we saw that tonight in full effect, did we not? I heard one author say, it's one thing to feel gratitude, but it's a whole different thing to express that gratitude. And praise God, I'm thankful tonight we heard testimonies that were just not only felt by God's presence and God's Spirit and God's conviction, but they blessed us. They blessed us with the testimony that God dealt with them. And in all different varieties too, and very sincere, and how much I appreciate that. And then verse 3, "And gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them." But get verse 6, "Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them out of their distresses. And He led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation." In verse 8, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men." You know, this message that I want to just bring to you tonight, and I will try to be very brief, but it goes exactly along with what was testified of tonight from the young people and from the workers that went. And that was praising God for His goodness. And boy, I don't think Satan was anywhere near us tonight. I think we scared him away big time with the praises of God in this room tonight. And I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful for what God has done. Here we see in this passage, over and over, stanza after stanza, we'll see, and this melody, this song, this psalm unto the Lord is giving thanks and praise to the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. But there's something interesting that goes along with this praise. The praise is a result of being delivered. Being delivered from distress. And I'm thankful that God still is in the delivering business. And I'm preaching tonight, and from this passage, I want you to know, I do know God delivers men from the bondage of sin in the sense of the penalty of sin. He does. He still does that. And I know that's what the Lord Jesus did on Calvary. But tonight, when it is just God's people in here and the testimony of God's children, I want us to talk about what the context of this passage is. This passage is talking about deliverance given to the children of God. Specifically for them. And you say, do the children of God continually need deliverance? We certainly do. I want you to watch a short clip tonight. It's sort of comical, and no offense, Brother Christian, but with me being in the Coast Guard and this illustration coming to mind, this is an illustration, folks, of what we see when people don't understand distress. Okay, when someone doesn't understand distress, but that's not the case with our God. Our God understands distress. Let's let it go if it'll work, Brother Mike.
Das hier ist mein Sektor.
Das hier ist das wichtigste Gerät des Küstenwächters.
Das Gerät und das Gerät.
Überlebensradar.
Mayday, mayday. Hello, can you hear us? Can you hear us? Can you... Over.
me. We are sinking. We are sinking.
Hello? This is the German Coast Guard.
We are sinking. We're sinking.
What are you thinking about?
Yeah, I want to tell you, I'm glad God hears our calls loud and clear. Amen. And when we call out to God as God's children, He hears us loud and clear. Amen. Every single word, every single cry. And I want to give you three things. My goal is to do this in 7 minutes and 30 seconds. So please hold on tightly to your seatbelts if you have one. The first one is, we see a cry that comes from God's children due to confusion. Have you ever been confused as a child of God? Oh my. I believe there are times when we're in life and we're not sure which way to go, to the left or to the right, to go forward or go backwards or whatever the case may be. Listen to how he explains this person. They wandered in the wilderness. You ever felt like you were in a wilderness? In a solitary way, they found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them out of their distresses. Hey, can I tell you tonight, I'm thankful that God hears the cry of His children when they're confused. When they're confused about the will of God, when they're confused about something in their life that needs to be done, a choice that needs to be made, or whatever the case may be, you plug it in. Can I tell you what the remedy to confusion is? It's cry out to Almighty God. Oh, God, help me. I'm confused. Lord, I don't know where to go. And God says, you cry to me and I will bring you deliverance. It's a promise from the Word of God. Hey, if He did it for the children of Israel, He can do it for the church of God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I'm thankful that I have a father that was mentioned earlier that cares enough when he sees a child down below that's confused. All he says, cry unto me, and I will deliver you out of your distress. He certainly will. I'm thankful for God's deliverance as we cry out to Him. That's why we praised Him tonight. And that's why verse 8 says, oh, men that praise the Lord for His goodness. I'm so thankful that we can call out to Him in our confusion and then look down with me very quickly. I think I'm on 1:02:10. Look with me there, and after they praise Him for His goodness, look at verse 10. And then it moves to another company here. Another category. The first category of folks were confused children of God. But look at this one. This one says, in verse 10, such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled. Get that, church. This they're saying that they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore, He brought down, listen to this, therefore He brought down their heart with labor. They fell down. They fell down. Get that, church? They fell down. And there was none to help. You ever been there? You ever been there? I have. I have as a child of God. I've been down and because of my sin and because of my choices as a child of God. And God let me fall as low as I could possibly go. But thank God, while He let me go as low as I could go, you know what He still was doing? Standing right there. Standing right there over me. And you know what He was doing? He was waiting for me to cry out to Him. Why? Because look what the Word of God says. There was none to help. And what does it say, the Word of God? What does it say they did? They what? They cried. They cried unto the Lord. God, help us! We've sinned. We're in bondage. As your children, we have rebelled against you. And we've gone our own ways, but we've realized that life wasn't worth it. And we saw these young people stand up here tonight, and they gave testimony saying, hey, God dealt with me, and it just isn't worth it. The world, what they have to offer me, they're realizing it's just not worth it. And how God spoke to them when these people were even near death, the Word of God says. Listen to what it says here in verse number 14. The same crowd, He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and break their bands asunder. You see what He did? He broke their bondage. And I'm glad He can do that for you and for me tonight. Listen to verse 16. For He hath broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Hey, does that sound like some bondage to you? Does that sound like some bondage to you tonight? That sounds like some serious bondage. And I'm thankful tonight that I have a God in heaven that when I am in bondage, we heard about young men giving testimony of addictions. Hey, if we're all honest here tonight, we all struggle with addictions. It's true. Every one of us. Besetting sin, it's what an addiction is. That one that keeps coming back. That one that keeps besetting us. But you know, God in His mercy and His grace, when He sees the struggle and the distress of His child that's in bondage, that keeps going back to that sin. What does the Lord say? Listen to what He says here. He says that fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. But verse 19, then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and He saveth them out of their distresses. He sent His Word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Hey, listen, I want to tell you something tonight, church. There is no sin too strong for God to break. No chains of sin around your wrist, around your ankles, around your neck that God's grace and mercy cannot break. And that's what we see right here in this passage. Listen, so there's some people you may know, they're in bondage and you don't see any way out. I want to tell you right now, according to the Word of God, even God's children can be in bondage. And I want to tell you something. God is hovering over in verse 19 and says, then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and He saveth them out of their distresses. Oh, verse 21, oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. Oh, we got a lot to thank God for tonight, do we not? And I want to give you this last one in closing. We see God's answering their cry due to their confusion, due to their captivity to sin, we see. And God will answer that cry. And then thirdly, the child of God will be answered by Almighty God even when there's chaos. Look there in your Bible. It says there in verse number 23, they that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and His wonders in the deep. For He commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man. And get this phrase, and are at their wit's end. I may be speaking to someone tonight. You honestly feel like you're at your wit's end. You feel like your life is chaotic. You feel like things around you are chaos. But can I tell you what the child of God is to do in the time of chaos? He's to go and do exactly what this crowd did in verse 28. Then, the Word of God says again, then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and He bringeth them out of their distresses. Hey, look what verse 29 says. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. That's our God. Boy, I can remember vividly when I was in the Coast Guard. I was on a 210-foot cutter, about 70 men, and I was in a bunk. We were we called them racks. Our racks, our bunks were three high, and the bottom one you had to latch up with a strap. You had to pull it up and latch up. They had drawers. That's where our basically our living quarters were. Well, sometimes when we got in storms, we would have waves 2-3 stories high easily, big storms that is. And I can remember very clearly certain storms that 210-foot cutter would be tossed around like it was nothing, like it was a little toy boat. But the way the captain had to navigate the ship, he had to navigate it straight on to the waves many times to keep from capsizing. And Brother Ricky, I honestly can remember, I hope I have to never experience this again, but I can remember laying in my rack at 2 a.m. and going through storms, and I can remember literally when that one swell would come up and that boat would come off and drop about 2 stories. You're talking about kaboom! And I can remember clearly my 200-plus-pound self at that time would come clearly off of my rack, my whole body, in midair. And when that ship hit the waters, it was some serious impact, I'm here to tell you. And I can tell you, I didn't get much rest that night. I understand from the Word of God what this thing is saying. That is the picture of chaos. That is the picture of fear. This is a picture of concern. They're at their wit's end, man. We're in a storm here, and I don't know what to do. Well, I'll tell you what the Word of God says, do. Cry unto the Lord. Cry unto Him. Even audibly. I don't care if your neighbors think you're insane, okay? I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm gonna fill y'all in. I probably shouldn't tell you this, but Brother Stringer, Jake, you don't worry. If you ever hear some loudmouth open that side door of that church and say, "Glory to God!" I bet your stepdaddy thinks there is a loony down here as a pastor. And I pray Bob doesn't think I'm crazy. But I tell you, sometimes, you know, when you feel like you're under the gun, you don't feel like you know what to do, the best thing you can do is just lift your voice and praise Almighty God. Amen. Let's pray. Father, I'm thankful for these young people that lifted their voices up today and gave testimony to Almighty God. Lord, I do pray that even in times of confusion, in times of captivity, in times of chaos, Lord, we'll realize that You are there to deliver. You are there to hear the distress call of the voice of Your children. And Almighty God, we thank You for that tonight, and we praise Your holy name. Oh, mighty God, thank You for what You did tonight in our service. Help us to be changed as we leave here, and we'll be very careful to give You the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.